Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Anita Marks here with Terrell Thomas. So, Terrell, this is the third or fourth time you've been a guest on Big Blue Hits, right?
It is.
So this isn't your first rodeo. You know how it works.
I do.
Okay.
I'm excited to be back.
We look back, we look forward. Also, we open up the phone lines, and that's for you, Giants fans. Big Blue Nation, your opportunity to get in on the show, 201-939-4513 is the phone number. So let's kick it off. Very disappointing, obviously, start to the season. This team is 0-4. Kind of share with us, what's the mentality right now of this team? What's going on in the locker room? You guys were back at practice today. Give us a feel of the vibe.
The vibe is good. I guess the best thing that's happened is that the NFC East sucks right now.
Right. So
it gives us hope a little bit, you know what I mean? After going 0-4, you know, we come back, get off the plane, and, you know, we're still in this. You know, we still have a chance. As bad as we played in the first half, first quarter, as we had to look at it, you know, we're playing bad. So here's another opportunity for us to redeem ourselves, to play against the Eagles, nice NFC East rival. And it's a big opportunity for us to get started, to get our season going, get one win.
Don't you find that interesting, though? Because typically in the past, when you talk to players about standings or other teams' opponents that week, mm-hmm. you guys really aren't paying attention to that. Mm-hmm. At least that's what you communicate to the media. But now it's a different animal right now. So you guys are paying attention. Dallas is going up against the Denver Broncos this week. You're taking on the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Washington Redskins are on a bye. So really, if Dallas loses, you beat the Eagles, you're absolutely right. You're back in the thick of it.
Yeah, one game behind, and we don't pay attention to it, but you always got to pay attention to your rivals, where they stand, because if you win your division, most likely you get into the playoffs if you have a winning record. So that's always number one. Second, this is our rival, Eagles. We hate them. You know, they're coming up here to our home. It's our second home game, and we got to get a win at home. And more importantly, we got to get this thing going. So it's going to be a big week for us. And the biggest thing, like I said, is getting a win in the division.
Again, phone lines are open, an opportunity for you to get in on the show and talk to Terrell Thomas, 201-939-4513. Earlier today, your head coach, Tom Coughlin, addressed the media, and one thing he said was it was kind of asking the fans to come out and really rally behind this team. Obviously, we know the fans are disappointed, but now's the time to come out and make some noise, be that 12th man on the field. How important is that on Sunday?
It's very important. We need them. We need them bad more than anything. Right now, we just haven't been playing good football as a whole. I think the key word has been harmony. You know, defense has played well at times, offense a little bit, special teams. We have to play together as a team in three units all together. We have to capitalize off turnovers as far as the offense. And when the offense needs to stop for us, the defense has to step up, special teams has to be solid. So as a team, everybody's stepping up to play, you know, tough this week. And as far as the fans, we definitely need them. You know, on third down, we need to be loud to rattle them. You know, right now we're 0-4, so we need any help we can get. And we know the Big Blue Faithful can definitely help us.
Well, let's head out to Big Blue Faithful.
Let's do it.
We have Ed in Maryland. He's actually one of my favorite Giants fans. Ed, welcome to the show. You're on with Terrell Thomas.
What's for me, Ed?
What's your question?
Terrell, what's up, man? You are one of my favorite Giants on the team. Glad you made it back.
Appreciate it.
I had a question about the defense. I noticed with the Chiefs game, they had a lot of overloads on one side of the line to give problems to the O-line for us. Do you guys talk with Perry Fuel and actually sit down and go over some game plan and some ways to get more pressure? Because I think if you came off the edge on a corner blitz or if we kind of overloaded our D line, maybe we'll get some pressure. So my question is, do you give some tidbits to Perry Fuel as to what you guys can do better to get pressure?
Well, no doubt, my man. We always talk to Coach Fuel. He does a great job of taking our input and putting it into plan. If we don't feel comfortable with something, then sometimes we just don't run it. Other times, it's his job, and our job as players to listen to him and do our job. So more than enough, when he gives us a call, we have to execute it. As far as getting edge pressure, you know, unfortunately, the teams that we play, it really hasn't helped us. Denver, you know, Peyton's just a great guy. You know, getting to him is kind of hard, so we can get the ball out fast. Carolina, we had our opportunities. Cam just ran, and last week, same type of situation, you know, running quarterback, it kind of poses hard to get pressure to really concrete the pocket. I think we did a great job with creating turnovers, which they haven't done, but as far as the pressure, you know, it's building up. You know, we got to be in sync as a secondary, linebackers, and D-line to actually make that all work.
I had an interesting conversation with Perry Fuel, and he said the defensive coordinators across the league really spent some time in the offseason to really get a good grip of this option read, this mm-hmm. read option offense. But how do you get a grip in regard to Chip Kelly and what he was bringing to the Philadelphia Eagles? Granted, now they've got four games in the books, and you guys have plenty of film, but have you guys, did you watch any of the Oregon film to get ready for this offense at all?
Not at all. I think the coaches did that more than anything. As far as us, we got lucky. We got 4 weeks. I think that's why Washington got exposed so much, because they didn't know how to play them. But I think the NFL came up with a formula how to play this read option. And for us, it was big because we play against the Redskins twice, the Eagles twice, and we have Seattle. So we have five marquee games that we need to stop this read option.
What are you seeing differently, I guess, in Michael Vick right now in this system?
Nothing really. You know, I think he's running when he has to, but it doesn't seem like he really wants to. You know, I think he wants to be a pocket quarterback and throw the ball. Unfortunately, you know, guys have been doing a good job of creating pressure and hitting him, and I think that's what you're going to see a lot, is a lot of pressure on the quarterback in these read options.
Typically, when you've faced Michael Vick in the past, you've always had a spy on him. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it's been Jaquan Williams, linebacker mm-hmm. Jaquan Williams. Because of this new system, is there a different game plan in place for this coming Sunday?
I think that always has to stay in place. You're given a dual threat as far as Michael Vick, you know, being able to run the ball if the pass is not there, especially with this read option. Now he has a two-way go, and then they can throw the ball, so he's even more of a dual threat more than he was before. So we'll definitely have something in store for him.
Quick break. We're back more with Terrell Thomas and you. Phone lines are open, 201-939-4513.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what? We do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them, because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giant! There you go.
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
The road to victory is paved Giants blue. And that road runs through only one network. Yep, MSG. Where Big Blue fans get the best Big Blue shows. Like Giants First and 10. 10 things fans need to know for Sunday's game.
Touchdown, Giants!
And there's Giants Rewind, where Bob Papa and Carl Banks break down last Sunday's game. Yeah, Giants First and 10 and Giants Rewind. Just two reasons why the only true blue home for true blue fans is MSG.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess. Anita Marks here with Terrell Thomas. We only have him for one more segment. Now's your opportunity, Giants fans, to get in. 201-939-4513. But just a reminder, the show does not end then. Roman Oben will join me in studio, and we'll continue to talk about the matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles this coming Sunday. Let's talk about that matchup mm-hmm. and the weapons that Michael Vick is working with. Number one, DeSean Jackson has the most yards after the catch in the NFL. Why is that?
He's just explosive. He's a downfield threat, and I think with that read option, you got a lot of people with their eyes in the backfield, and you know, he's just making a lot of people miss and making big plays.
Okay, and then LeSean McCoy, Shady McCoy, mm-hmm. is doing extremely well in this system. When you talk about the athleticism that these two guys pose, obviously this system complements what they can do.
Definitely does, and I think more than anything, for McCoy, it gives him one-on-one matchups more than he expected, and I think he's obviously going to win him because he's great with the ball in his hand, making people miss. So often he's in the second level going against linebackers and safeties one-on-one. That's why you see all the explosive plays from him.
All right, so all hands on deck are going to be needed on Sunday to stop this offense. How are you feeling? I know you've been dealing. Mm-hmm. How many ACL
Three.
Surgeries?
Three.
Three ACL surgeries.
Yeah.
I've had two myself, and so I know what it takes to come back, but to play at this level, I can't even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling, and Giants are going to need you this Sunday.
I'm great. You know what I mean? I'm playing football again. It's been a long 2 years, so I'm blessed just to have this opportunity. During the week, it's management, you know, managing the swelling, the soreness, getting back to playing football, getting my legs underneath me. I'm barely, you know, past a month fully recovered post-surgery, so I'm just happy, you know. I'm happy to be here every day. Whatever they tell me to do, I do. I work my butt off every day and give my best.
All right, so again, head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media today. He said that the Eagles have 24 plays over 20 yards. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, a number of those plays have gone to the tight ends. Now, the tight ends, they haven't scored in the red zone because the Eagles are pretty much struggling mm-hmm. in the red zone. But talk about their long play ability and how you can stop that on Sunday.
Everybody has to do their job. If that's your man, take your man. It's that simple. Do your job. You know, if you have the quarterback or you have the dive, you have to take that, because when you catch yourself in between, that's when it hits you. As far as Celek having the big plays, I think more than anything, when you watch the film, it's the read option. He's the closest to the ball. Vic just pops on the ball, and he's a good tight end. You know, he's great making yards after the catch.
As I said, the Eagles have been struggling in the red zone. I believe they're ranked either 23rd or 24th in the NFL. Mm-hmm. What is their issue? Why are they struggling in the red zone?
I haven't watched too much red zone, but just looking at it, it's probably tempo. You know, they're used to everything fast and everything slowed down. Defense is able to see what they're doing a lot more, and they're not catching people off balance. And that's probably how they attack their game plan every week, is catching people off balance. And now in the red zone, it's a chess match. And obviously, the defensive coordinators are winning that one.
In looking at the struggles and the issues that the Giants are having right now, probably the silver lining on this team is how well the secondary has played. Mm-hmm. Talk about your confidence, this team, the unity, and what the secondary has meant to really helping this team stay in games.
Well, we know we're the fence. We're the backbone of this defense. No matter what the D-line linebacker does, once it gets to us, we have to stop it. We gave up some plays, but I also think we made a lot of plays, and we kind of, you know, slowed the bleeding down a little bit. But, you know, we're not doing enough. We're 0-4. So we got to do more in the secondary. We got to make more plays, plays that, you know, they're good tackles. We got to knock that ball down to make it third and long instead of third and seven, or we have to come up with picks. And we did that last game, but obviously it wasn't enough. So our outlook going into this game is that, you know, as a defense, we have to win this game. You know, our offense will come along, and when they do, they'll be very explosive, and we're waiting for that. But until then, we have to start lowering the numbers of scores that the opponents are getting and just win the game ourselves.
Let's continue with our calls. We have T1, because you're T2.
we
actually have T1 calling in from Patterson, New Jersey. Welcome to Big Blue Hits. You're on with Terrell Thomas.
I just wanted to know how Terrell T was doing. I'm feeling better. Like, how's he feeling playing this year and after 2 years being away?
I feel great, man. Like I said earlier, I'm blessed to have this opportunity to be back, just to be able to play football again. You know what I mean? I'm missing practice here and there, swelling, tightness, whatever you want to call it, man, but it's just a part of the game. I'm enjoying the process. I'm working my butt off and just trying to get back to old form.
All right, before I let you go, let's talk about the keys to the game. Give me three really keys to the game that you'd like to see your team do offensively and defensively in order to beat the Philadelphia Eagles and get your first win of the season.
Stop McCoy.
That's it.
That's number one. That's number one.
Stop McCoy.
We gotta stop McCoy because you know he's so explosive and he gets them going more than anything. He's a big part of their offense. Stop McCoy on offense, finish drives. We give them the ball off a turnover. We have to score. We have to capitalize. And on special team, just play as a unit. We have to get all those things in phase. And once we do that, we'll get that win.
Sounds great. Again, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure having you on.
Mm-hmm. You're great. You've got a career in broadcasting. When you're football days are over. Again, the show doesn't end here. Roman Oben will join me in studio. We'll continue to take your calls and talk about the matchup, the Eagles and the Giants, on Sunday afternoon. 201-939-4513. In the meantime, enjoy the sights and sounds of the New York Football Giants and Kansas City game.
Back against the wall. Mm-hmm. Ain't no turning back. Yeah, we're going out here. We're going to fight together. Uh-huh. I want y'all to give y'all everything. When we go on the field, you're going to give everything you got. Repeat after me. My everything.
My everything.
Or nothing.
My everything.
We're going to fight until we can't fight no more.
Special teams, corners, whoever you are. Kick up, get them turned. We got to fight with our heart.
We will be the wild. Let's get on fight some more.
Let's go
for one. One ball.
Yes, sir.
Over for the New York Giants war.
Right,
let's go to war.
Hey, New York Giants on three. How about that? 1, 2, 3.
New York Giants.
Let's go.
Manning drops back to throw. Fires one deep down the right side. He's looking for Victor Cruz. He makes the catch at the 20. 10, 5, touchdown Giants. 69 yards for Victor Cruz. salsa, and the Giants are an extra point away from tying it up.
Eight men in the box. They singled up on the outside. Eli saw it right away, and it's amazing what balance to your offense will do. If we ever need a spark, he gonna get it to us.
Smith takes the snap, looks left quickly, throws it, intercepted. He threw it right to Prince Amukamara. Alex Smith's first interception of the year, and the Giants will start at their own 36-yard line.
First and 10, Giants from New York.
Up 10-7. Smith zips one right.
Ball's out.
Pass is deflected and intercepted. Was it tipped off the receiver? The Giants say they have
Antrell
it.
Roll has it.
Antrell Roll's walking out of there with the ball.
Never hit the ground.
Intended for Avery, and it's Giant ball. Smith gets picked
pass
off.
Pass is
the second
intercepted.
Time.
First down.
See, Roll?
Weatherford on a long count takes a low snap. High spiraling kick to Cluster at the numbers back to his own 12. Makes the first man miss and the second man miss, and now McCluster's off to the races. Cuts back to his right, cuts back to his left. He's going to go. 30, down the middle of the field, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kansas City, 88 yards. 31-7, Kansas City. The Giants are going to fall 0-4 for the first time in a non-strike year since 1979.
Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, and Roman Oben is in the house. What's up, my friend?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
How you doing?
Excellent. Ready to talk some Eagles.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Phone lines are open, 201-939-4513. In the break, you did mention to me, you asked me, where's my pink? I feel so bad. I should have worn pink today and throughout the month. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month for the month of October, so expect a lot of the players to be wearing the pink cleats and the pink gloves and the pink everything, right?
Yeah, except the Patriots. I know they don't typically follow those rules.
No?
But
well, they should.
It's one of those things.
All right, let's get right to it. The Adorama news of the day, and unfortunately, it's negative. You've got a lot of the defensive tackles who did not practice today. They're beat up. Colin Jenkins, Linval Joseph, as well as Sean Big Baby Rogers. What does that mean for this team who, again, we just heard from Terrell Thomas, the first key he shared with us, how do you beat the Philadelphia Eagles to stop LeSean McCoy? How do you do that with all the defensive tackles beat up?
Well, I think this team is deep at defensive tackle, which is good. So you'll get some younger guys, Hankins and some of those guys. You'll see Mike Patterson. I mean, there's a lot of guys that can come in that rotation. But what LeSean McCoy, what makes him so successful is the fact that they're always in some form of shotgun. Michael Vick's only been under center, about a dozen times this year altogether. So he always has the option to pass, run. Or keep the ball or whatever. So defense is always typically on their heels when you some of the Eagles, some of the games that he's had this success. And so what that does, when you see here comes LeSean McCoy, you're already kind of backpedaling or reading, and here comes this guy full speed running at you. So because they're always reacting to the run versus playing the run, I mean, that's really led to, I think, a lot of teams not really just straight out going out there, we're going to stop them on first and down, first, second down, because you got to defend so many different things when they're on the field.
Some other guys who did not practice today for the Giants, center David Boss, linebacker Mark Herzlet, Aaron Ross, offensive lineman Chris Knee as well. I guess a big positive here is that Corey Webster did practice, as well as David Deal. So that's huge. I mean, if the Giants, we know they've been struggling in a number of areas, Roman, but specifically the offensive line. If the Giants could get David Deal back and start this week, I mean, that would just be tremendous for this Giants offense.
Yeah, and obviously, as you know, they signed a new offensive lineman this week, new center, and then, you know, Deal has been practicing. He's getting a week closer to really being active and, you know, maybe reinserting himself back in the starting lineup. But again, that injury list is always, you know, people that are reported as injuries that they had treatment doesn't necessarily mean all those guys are out. I mean, that injury list is always heavier earlier in the week, and then later in the week it starts to shrink down a little bit because guys want to get out there and play.
201-939-4513 is the phone number. Let's head out to our phone lines, Roman, and we kick it off with Mike in Rhode Island. Mike, welcome. You're on with Roman.
My question is about the Philadelphia Eagles is, like, how are we going to, like, stop them, like, defensively, and, like, how are we going to, like, you know, move the ball downfield, you know what I mean? Because, like,
Roman,
that's
Mike,
a big general. I mean,
Mike wants you to put your defensive coordinator helmet on.
Well,
and how do the Giants stop this Chip Kelly system?
I think, Mike, one thing you need to understand is that, and I was speaking to our, you know, producer, you know, John Schmelk about that this morning. Like, every single offense, once you start getting down to the intricacies of what they do and how they run, what their tendencies are, every single offense or defense, for that matter, has a weakness, and it's up to the coaching staff offensively to really exploit that weakness. Michael Vick's been sacked a lot. They're not very effective when you get to the red zone. When you have to defend the field is one thing, but in red, so there's a lot of different things. I don't know the Giants' game plan specifically, but they are familiar with Michael Vick. They are familiar with the personnel with Shady McCoy, DeSean Jackson. They've got a lot of weapons. They do well in space, but again, when you get down the red zone, it gets a little bit tighter, so I could ask Kevin Gilbride.
They don't have a lot of success in
the
red zone.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, so they can score from the field.
Right.
You'll see some big plays, big runs, but you don't see them really nailing it, you know, pounding the ball in the when they get in the red zone.
All right. Now, on the opposite side, of course, the Giants have David Wilson, who a lot of fans feel is just as explosive, just as exciting, can really score at will.
And fans have to understand, it's not always about how we're going to stop the other team. It's what can we do well against this defense or offense.
So I do want to dive into even further about David Wilson. We get back, and we'll continue with your calls. Again, 201-939-4513. We'll be right back.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody in.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants!
There you go. Giants!
This is an important message for all Giants fans attending the games at MetLife Stadium. In an effort to enhance public safety, a new NFL bag policy will be implemented this season. Guests are welcome to carry in clear bags, 12 inches by 6 by 12, or small purses and handbags that are 4.5 by 6.5 inches or less in size. Any non-clear bag exceeding the size limit, including camera or binocular cases, will not be permitted. The Giants appreciate your assistance and cooperation with the following policies. For more information, go to Giants.com.
Friday, get ready for this week's showdown against the Chiefs with Giants First and 10. The 10 things you need to know before the G-men take the field in Kansas City.
Touchdown,
what's New York's plan to get back on track?
There goes David Wilson.
What are the keys to deliver Andy Reid his first loss in KC?
He's got through 20-10.
Plus, an exclusive interview with Tom Coughlin, Bob Papa, Carl Banks, Harry Carson, and Roman Obin. Tackle it all. Giants First and 10, Friday night at 10 on MSG+.
Welcome Welcome back. Big Blue Hits Live, fueled by Hess, Anita Marks, Roman Oben, and you. 201-939-4513. I've been doing this for 4 years. I should know the phone number by now. We talked about David Wilson, and kind of where I wanted to go with this is I want to see David Wilson in space. David Wilson has to have that breakout game, Roman, and something my gut's telling me that it's this week.
Well, I think we've seen David Wilson the last 2 weeks really protect the football, run tough between the tackles. You know, these aren't just draws that he's just ripping for 15 yards when they're playing, you know, deep cover twos, you know, two-minute drill. So David Wilson has really worked hard to prove that he could be a capable back. Now, he only had 13 carries last week, I think, for maybe 50 yards. So his per-average carry was still really high. And when that 60, 70-yarder comes, it's going to really boost his. But it's really about what can David Wilson do to help this team win. And it's about playing winning football, not so much the stats part of it. But, again, David Wilson, I've seen an improvement since that Dallas game. He just, where the team has been, he just haven't had the chance to really be finishing the runs at the fourth quarter because you're up and you're trying to protect the lead. I mean, that's what thing we just haven't seen.
All right, and in looking at their third down stats, unfortunately the Giants were 1-14 on third down. But you just said, you know, his yards per carry, and it just seemed like because of the penalties and whatnot, it really forced the Giants to be in third and long positions. What do they do to eliminate that so that they can move the chains? You've got to be able to move the chains.
Well, one thing we saw in the Kansas City game, we saw rhythm. We saw a little more up-tempo offensively. We saw some good runs. But we also saw some second and 12, second and 10s. And when you throw the ball on second down, now it's third and long. And let's remember last week, the Kansas City Chiefs, if you were third and fourth and plus, they were, I think, 13%. Teams are 13% against that defense. Anything third and fourth, they were better. But what that does is it says that you get offenses in third downs that aren't manageable, then it's more favorable for the defense to dial up their blitzes, pass rush, all that stuff, especially on the road. Giants have had three games on the road to start their season. Now they're at home, a formidable opponent with the Eagles, and I think there's some favorable matchups really on both sides of the ball that the Giants could take advantage of.
All right, let's talk about the Eagles' defense for a second. And really an interesting matchup is Trent Cole going up against Will Beatty. Now, Trent Cole, no sacks so far this season. He has two forced fumbles, but no sacks. Talk about this Eagles defense, and I really do believe that the Giants could have success against them.
Well, I think Trent Cole historically has been a good defense. I mean, this is, you know, we're a year past talking about this wide 90 days to do, and then that didn't work. And for this 3-4 to work effectively, you've got to have the personnel. And I think the Eagles don't have the personnel to run that 3-4 yet. I'm sure they'll make some changes in the offseason, but they don't have that personnel. That's why they're not doing as well. Fletcher Cox is a guy that's done extremely well in this defense this year.
All right, let's try to get one more caller in. We have Vinny. Vinny, you have to keep it quick. I'm sorry. We're up against time. But what's your question for Roman?
I have just a real quick question. I've been watching the Giants for about 4 weeks now, and I don't understand why they can't convert on third downs.
Well, Vinny, we were just talking about third downs.
Thanks for watching, Vinny.
Thanks. But, again, manageable, you know, good production on first, second down causes you to get into third and shorts, which gives you the option to run or pass. I mean, as an offense, you want to throw the ball when you want to throw the ball, not because you have to, because that plays the hand of what defenses do well. Defenses play well with the lead and play well when it's an obvious passing situation.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for tuning in. And then tomorrow, you're back with
P-Dot.
That's right. Paul Dottino. Want to remind you, we're here for you every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday on Giants.com. We have a player, obviously, on Wednesdays, and then I have a fantasy football report on Thursdays. John Schmelk hosts on Fridays. And this is a show for you, Big Blue Nation, an opportunity to call in, ask questions, and really look forward to next week's game. I'm feeling good about it. I'm optimistic about it. I really do. Giants back at home, Eagles ready to rock.
Start the second quarter of the season. Time to change history. First quarter's behind him. Start the second quarter. Let's go.
Again, thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Giants.com.